Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 media listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Pakistan, Malaysia, Korea, Vietnam, India, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce you to the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man so known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen and given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And this awakening is catching the nation by storm, and you can see lives change and you can hear the difference that is making in the lives of professional people as well as everyday ordinary people. This ministry can be heard morning as well as nightly on the Blog Talk Radio. And wherever there's a social media presence, you'll be able to reassess and hear the program again because it re-airs at different times simultaneously throughout the day as well as nightly. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's just good to be here. I tell you, I'm energized today. I've had some people to really just be a blessing to my heart and my life. And I just want to thank God for remembering me. It's just so good. And I come to you just humbly as I know how, as a lamb coming to shepherds. I know we have a lot of great people on this line from all over the world. Amen. Just everywhere. And I certainly come to you as humbly, like a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. And we just love you and praise God for you. This is a line that God gave us, and through the help of Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan and Bishop Hagan, I tell you, we have been blessed tremendously. And we are now, we started with three people. And now, according to the statistics and the records that we have, through the blog line, we have over 100 million listeners. That's ultra awesome. God did it. And we just give God the glory and the praise. We're not trying to brag or nothing. But we would be foolish people not to recognize what the Lord has done. I'm preaching a sermon that talks about you have to recognize a miracle. Learn to recognize blessings. And learn to recognize miracles. If you don't, you will cause yourself to miss out on many. Amen. How many people would you want to give a blessing to if they never recognized that you gave them a blessing? Yeah, you would stop giving blessings. So we want God to know that we recognize miracles. We recognize his blessings. If when we wake up in the morning and breathe, we recognize that's a phenomenal blessing. Because so many people died last night. When I get up out of my bed and put my feet down and stand and I'm able to walk, oh my God, you ought to see me. I'm just thanking God. Because so many people put their feet down and try to get up and go straight down on their knees and on the floor. Oh my God, and yet you're able to walk. I've witnessed people not able to talk, and so it's a phenomenal blessing. When you form your words and you're able to speak out of me where people can hear you, do you know what kind of miracle that is? Maybe you have to be like that lady that testified on the prayer line a couple of days ago. She said my water was off. It wasn't because she didn't pay her bill. It was because in the neighborhood the water was just off. She said she couldn't bathe. She couldn't brush her teeth. She couldn't wash her face. She couldn't wash her underarms and things like that. It was just terrible, terrible. See, you don't realize how blessed you are with these normal things that you have until you're without. Well, just imagine, have you ever had the lights go out? Yeah, you couldn't, if it was electricity, you couldn't call nobody. You didn't have no lights on in the house. You couldn't run the dishwasher. You couldn't run the stove. You couldn't run nothing. And you thank God when those lights came back on. See, don't let the Lord get you to a point where you have to realize his miracles. Don't let him take you to a point where you have to realize his blessings. Just learn to thank him for his blessings and miracles at all times. That's what the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Yeah, so you got to learn to thank him. That's why we're coming, not to ask him for nothing tonight, but he deserves our praise and adoration. Here's the format of what we do. We come, first of all, giving you a time to make a request unto the Lord. That's the way we do it. And take about a minute to make your request. And after you make your request, guess what? Then we come back and we ask you then, we pray for you then. We pray and ask God to solidify these requests. And then we start thanking him like it's already done. See, that's what really moves God to do miracles for you. Faith. Yeah, faith is confidence in God. You notice that when Jesus was on the earth, and it's recorded in the Word of God, that every time that he really healed somebody, he looked and saw their faith, or he asked them, do you believe? He wanted to know, do you have confidence in me? That's why I keep teaching this, that, you know, miracles happen not just because you believe in God, but it's because you believe in the man. Prove it, Dr. Johnson, prove it. Let me prove it to you. Jesus was on this earth. He performed many, many miracles. But when he performed them, they didn't know that he was the Messiah. It was only revealed to only a few, like Peter and Martha and Mary, when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead. But Peter said, thou art the Christ. Only a few others did. So what did they know about Jesus? They only knew that he was a man of God. That's all they knew. He was a man. There's a man of God who's healing the sick. There's a man of God who's raising the dead. There's a man of God who raised those lepers and healed all those lepers. There's a man of God who healed a man from palsy. There's a man of God who went to Jairus' house and raised his daughter from the dead. There's a man of God. See, they just knew that he was a man of God. They didn't know he was a Messiah. So they believed in who? They believed in God first, but they believed in who? They believed in the man of God. Now God is raising up women too. So you can believe in the woman of God and get a miracle. Believe in the man of God and get a miracle. Amen. If you got faith in God. That faith moves God. Let me tell you, just move. How are you going to expect a miracle from the Lord and you don't have any confidence in God? That's what faith is, confidence in the Lord. If you don't have no confidence in him, why would he want to heal you? You don't have no confidence in him in the first place. Well, he can prove himself. Well, he's not about proving himself to you about that. He did say, prove me and see while I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out in blessing that you don't have room to receive. But that was talking about giving. But, some folk come to the altar. I just want to see what the Lord is made of. I just want to see if the man of God got power. Well, what about you? You? It's not according to my faith. It's according to your faith. Your faith has made you whole. I got faith. Amen. I want to see if you got any power. You don't get healed, and I'm about to think that you ain't got no faith. You ain't believe in God. That's what I'm about to think. Because if you got faith in the Lord, and you got faith that God will heal you, ask and it shall be given. Yeah, I'm going to see if you got faith. So make your request known. I've been having a little fun with you tonight, but things I'm saying are true. Make your request known unto the Lord. We'll take about a minute, give you a minute, make your request known. I'll come back and we'll pray, and then let's start thanking him, because I thank him 1,000 times as a faith move, meaning that, Lord, we have confidence in you. We believe you. We're thanking you in advance for the miracles that you're going to bring in Jesus' name. And sometimes before we call, he will answer. While we're yet speaking, he will hear. In other words, sometimes before we can get through thanking him, or even before we can thank him, he's already done the miracle. Amen. Here's your time. Go ahead, and in the name of Jesus, if you would, go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. He will bring it to pass if you just believe it. He will do it. Amen. All right, this is your time. Take about a minute and see what God will do. There's some music for you. Go ahead, about a minute. God bless you. I had time to make my request too. Heavenly Father, I pray for these precious people. Because in the Job didn't get his miracles until he learned to pray for his friends, pray for his people around him. I'm praying for people around him now, praying for people around me on this prayer line, on this God line. That you would look beyond their faults and see their needs. I'm asking you to forgive all sin in my life, all sin in their lives, just all sins. And Lord, cover us with the blood of Jesus, that you might hear this prayer, Lord, for these precious people, and that you would bring it to pass. Somebody has a desperate need right now, filled with the Spirit, man. God, look around every one of their folks and see their needs. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bountifully stretch out your mighty hand upon this earth and bountifully help them. Bountifully bless them. Bountifully bring their special requests, the desires of their heart to pass. In Jesus' name, I pray. God, you know what I'm getting ready to do because you know all things. We're getting ready to thank you, Lord, in advance. For answering all these prayers. There are other things that I can do. So magnificent, so marvelous. And I'm just thanking you in advance for doing them too. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. Oh, my God. Your Heavenly Father, your presence is all in this room. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm asking y'all to open up the lines tonight. If you're near, and let the people thank God with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to thank him 1,000 times. I'm challenging you all across the country. If you will take time for the Lord and thank him 1,000 times. He deserves it. And if you will help me, thank you, Lord. We thank you for life, for great health, and for great strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you
Thank you,
oh God.
thank you for answering unspoken requests, oh God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you for how you're blessing us in our homes. We thank you for how you're blessing us in our churches, oh God.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you. How you're blessing us in our jobs. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for how you're blessing us in our finances, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, thank you, thank
you.
Oh God, we thank you. We lift up your name. Yes, Lord, there's none like you. None like you, Holy Ghost. Oh God, we praise your great name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you because you're healing us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for healing us.
I'm asking y'all to get up now. Get up now and start walking to the house. We're going back to that. I want you to know that God is using that.
Thank you.
The blood of Jesus all over your house. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus over our doors. The blood of Jesus over our doors.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
The blood of Jesus over our windows. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood still works. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory. The blood over our friendship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus over our walls. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Blood of Jesus in our bathroom, our bathtub. Blood of Jesus in our closet. Blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Blood still works. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus over our beds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blood of Jesus over our pillows, our pillowcases. The blood of Jesus over our TVs. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Blood of Jesus all around our house. The blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Blood of Jesus around our cars. The blood of Jesus. The blood still works. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus on everybody on this blog line. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. The blood still works.
Thank you.
Blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
The blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Blood still works. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Over our appliance. Blood of Jesus. In our yards. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus over our carports. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. The blood still works. Blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. Blood still works. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus over our children. Grandchildren, great grand. Thank you for the blood. Blood still works. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It's more powerful than the disease.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
make it dwindle down like dust.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. The power of God is in you. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm opening my front door.
Yeah.
Shout out to
you.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Yeah, God, thank you. Get in the hydrogen. In the name of Jesus, get in the nitrogen. In the name of Jesus. Atmosphere is made of hydrogen, nitrogen, and any other gases. Lord, get in all of that. Any demon in there trying to breathe any air, it'll just go inside of him and change him. Your word does say that every knee shall bow. Make him bow down and start calling the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get out. The blood of Jesus. Get out. The blood of Jesus.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bind that devil. The blood of Jesus. Yes. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, God. The blood of Jesus. Down these streets, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God,
glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, in your home. Walk around boldly in the name of Jesus. Tell him to get out. The blood of Jesus in here.
Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Break up the folly. Break up the folly, Lord. Break that folly up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Blood of Jesus. Breaking it up, Lord.
The devil doesn't like to be called the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you. Demons, bow at the blood of Jesus. Glory. Thank you. I plead the blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. The power of God revealing in my room.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a moment. Thank you, Lord. Dr. Johnson, the Lord wants you to give your address on here. I'm going to do that. You can write me at Bernard Johnson, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Be like Victor, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, at P.O. Box 26593, and that's Overland Park, Kansas, Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225 is my zip code. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Address to Bernard Johnson. God bless you. God is waiting to bless some people who will release the blessings. Amen. I mean, bound for miracles. Plant your seed and you'll see
the harvest come in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Good to be with you tonight. And hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had a phenomenal Thanksgiving. And a beautiful day today. Awesome day today. People are encouraging me and everything else. I want to thank you for all your encouragement. I don't care how blessed you are. You always need encouragement. And I thank you.
Amen.
For today for encouraging me. God bless you. We love you and we thank God for you.
God bless you.
And, I want to open the line up and say anyone who has anything they want to say, it's not about Bernard Johnson. This is a line about compassion. If you have anything to say, the Lord be with you. The line is open to you. Anybody before we close?
Osma Johnson.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. Mm-hmm. How is Mother Johnson?
Mother is coming along. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. Mother, she's in the hospital now, and she's asking God to help her physically. They're doing things to her to help her get strength in her body to walk. Amen. Because her legs have been, she said she's not sick, she's just feeble. And we got to get some strength in those legs so she can walk. And you know, older mothers, they don't want to really live if they can't really take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And she's time for her family and everything else, but she wants to walk and she wants to be able to take care of him with different needs. You understand me? Amen. Anybody who has an older, senior, loving mother or father in your home or around you, you don't understand very well what I'm talking about. So
yes, sir.
Pray for her that she would receive strength. Strength. More than anything, she needs strength in those legs. And strengthen those feet. Amen. I'm asking God to heal those legs and heal those feet. If there's anybody who would join your faith with me and asking God to heal the feet and the legs of Mother Johnson, I would appreciate it. Because the Bible says if any two of us shall agree on earth, all things we shall ask it shall be done for us of the Father. If I can get y'all to do that, then we'll be Bless. Thank you for caring. Thank you for caring. Amen. We love you and we praise God for you. Thank you so very much.
Glory to God.
Amen. Anybody else have anything else to say? The line is open to you. Any encouragement anybody want to offer? Beg your pardon?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Anybody? I hear you. Go ahead.
This is 314, Ambassador Lake Renata Jones. I want to just ask for prayer. We're going to be traveling back to St. Louis from Utah, and it's kind of touch and go on the weather. So just pray our safety, please.
We certainly will. We certainly will. Heavenly Father,
thank you.
Look on Ambassador Lake Renata Jones, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for leading her to present her family, her children to you last night. Or the night before last. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus to bless them to have traveling grace on the way back. Safety, Lord. I heard you say, tell her to lay her hands on the tires on that car, on the tires, and then lay it on the hood of the car and just believe God for traveling grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
Thank
name.
You.
We praise you for the trial of mercy. Thank God. Amen. Don't forget those things, man.
I won't. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Anybody else have anything to say or want to say something? Or do? Offer encouragement. Whatever you want to do, fine.
Yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador Blake Frierson again, area code 616. I have a friend on the line, and she would like to say something. Her name, she's not familiar with the line. It's Evangelist Joyce Jackson. She was on the line the other day. And if she'll just press 1, we can hear her.
Absolutely. We will allow that. Amen. She was a blessing to us on that all-night shut-in. And she's a praying woman. And we certainly thank God for her in such a blessing way. The line is open to you, Evangelist Joyce Jackson. God bless you.
Evangelist Jackson, if you press 1, you'll be in the host queue.
Press 1 and we'll be able to hear you. Are you there? Press 1, Evangelist Jackson. Press 1 on your phone. Maybe she's had to go. Ambassador Lex Fry said she had to go. But we certainly give her our regards again and tell her that we were trying to hear her.
Okay, I sure will.
That's good to hear. All right, is there anybody else want to say something? Line's open to you before we close. All right. May the Lord bless y'all real good. We love you. The Lord be with you and take you to higher heights and deeper depths. May Sunday service be good to you. Try to go to church, everybody. Try to go to church in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.